This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. I don't want to alarm anyone who's driving right now, but do you ever think about what your smart car knows about you? The Biden administration has some concerns. Today, the Commerce Department announced plans to investigate the national security risks of connected vehicles and could consider restrictions on auto technology from foreign countries, particularly China. But the U.S. has other reasons to want to limit the flow of cheaper Chinese-made cars into the U.S. As Marketplace's Sabri Benishor reports, it's a reminder that national security and economics are never all that far apart.
Cars can, for sure, be national security risks.
There's tens of computers inside cars, someday even hundreds of computers.
Todd Moore is VP of Data Security Products at Talis.
And anytime you're dealing with computers and data, that data can be maliciously intercepted. There's always a threat.
There have been cases where internet-connected vehicles have been hacked, government officials have been spied on. But that is not the only thing going on here. Looming behind this rule about internet-connected cars is the specter of Chinese electric vehicles that, to quote Elon Musk, could demolish competitors. Tu Li is with consulting firm Sino Auto Insights. He's a big fan of the U.S. auto industry.
I grew up in Metro Detroit. My whole family works in the automotive space. My first job was at General Motors.
But he travels to China. He's driven the latest Chinese electric vehicles, of which there are many.
To sit in these vehicles and drive them, that's what scares me. They're competitive today.
Chinese EVs are at least just as advanced and high quality as any U.S. competitors, Lee says. But they are a lot cheaper. This is, he says, partly the result of subsidies and partly the result of intense innovation and competition within China. Wendy Cutler is president of the Asia Society Policy Institute and says so far, the U.S. has been able to keep these cars out through a tariff,
which is now at the 27.5% rate, which seems high, but given the price competitiveness of Chinese vehicles, perhaps it's not high enough.
That defense is starting to buckle. Chinese EV companies like BYD are exploring setting up plants in Mexico to get around the tariff.
That is setting off alarm bells in Washington.
Emily Benson is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
But it's forced policymakers to confront a more creative set of tools.
Creative tools like regulating cars that connect to the internet with Chinese technology. National security, yes, but Benson says more than just that. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.